This is Michael Youssef, and you are listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 27th of May, 2026. Nothing but the blood. We often sing in church about the blood of Jesus. We remember Christ's blood each time we participate in the act of communion. But do you know its power? In Revelation chapter 1, we see John open his vision with these words of encouragement. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. This is a great reminder for all believers as we begin our journey through the book of Revelation. First, that Jesus loves us, and second, that we have nothing to fear because he has freed us by his blood. Consider this. The Apostle John, who wrote these words, had seen that blood with his own eyes as it pooled at the foot of the cross that first Good Friday. When John said that Jesus had freed us by his blood, he did not have to imagine that blood. He simply remembered it. Scripture refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God. His blood, the blood of a sinless Savior, was the ultimate sacrifice that paid the price for our sins. When we give our lives to Christ, that blood covers us, giving us peace with God, victory over sin, and assurance of our future with him. Revelation shows us that the Lord Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead and to make all things new. When will we see the glorified Christ return? The Bible makes it very clear that only the Father knows the time. How can we be ready for his return? By living every single day as if he is coming back today. There will be times in your journey of faith when you feel weak and powerless, but remember the blood of Jesus. There will be times when you feel the sting of rejection, guilt, and shame, but remember the blood of Jesus. What a powerful truth we can cling to in difficult times as we prepare for our face-to-face appointment with the Lord Jesus. What a hope we have in him. Pray with me. Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus that makes me white as snow. Help me to purify myself by trusting in Jesus and keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.